frames, and therefore it's caused the back end to sag. I don't believe that's the case. They may not have reinforced the frame, but I don't think the frame needed reinforcing, given the fact that the body does more of the support to the frame than the frame does to the body. So what we discover is they're always rotted out in the back end. And when they rot out, you know, the frame starts going one way and the body stays up. Yeah. And because the frame, oddly enough, it's got a doubler starting just aft of the wheel well. But where the real problem is that in the wheel well area, there's the axle mounting plate with the notches in it, you know, where the axles fit up inside there. And that plate gets welded to the side of the frame, which is obviously a reinforcement. Well, just aft of that, it goes into the normal frame, which is a C-channel, a formed C-channel, for about, I don't know, a foot maybe. And then they've got this added support down below it. What they've caused is, that's a hinge point there. If that reinforcement extends from the reinforcement to the axle mounting plate, that would make that whole back end significantly stronger. And we've had to do this in the past. You don't have to put in, you know, they always talk about all these frame strengthening kits that you bolt on. That's what they did from the factory. Well, those factory things, that was like a warranty issue. It was a Band-Aid. It's really not the best way to do it. And quite frankly, drilling more holes in a frame is not the smartest move. But the bigger issue is the fact that the back end is rotted out and the bolts may be broken, rusted away, faded out in some way, shape, or fashion, and the frame is separating from the body. So that's the first thing that's got to be fixed, and fix that properly. And quite frankly, you could just do that and do it really well, and you wouldn't have any more problems. But if you want to make it, you know, twice as good, just add a small bridge between that lower C reinforcement below the frame forward to the axle mounting plate, and that'll make your whole structure significantly better.
Yep, it's the old rotted wood monocoque construction destruction problem.
Yeah,
we've heard about all these many years. Yeah, yeah.
We had a guy come in a couple days ago to have some axles installed, and you know, he dropped the trailer off early in the morning. The guy started working on it. When I got in there, you know, I looked at it, and he showed up later in the day, and I went and had a look at it, and it had this big, huge glob of caulk, you know, underneath that rear trim, just above the bumper trunk. Oh, yeah. And I looked at that, and I said, oh, here's a telltale disaster. And when he came back, he said, come on over here. And I just went and leaned on the bumper. I said, watch this. I didn't step on it. I wasn't jumping up and down. I just leaned on it. And sure enough, the thing was just opening, closing, opening, closing. I said, it's finished in there. And he says, I explained to him the whole process, and I showed him other trailers, you know, partial repairs, et cetera. And he says, okay, I get it.
Yep. Yeah, it's the whole... a whole mess, but you know what? It's par for the course for these things. You can't avoid it.
Right, and don't leave it, because all it's going to do is get worse. And then it gets a lot more expensive and a lot tougher to fix.
Yeah, and we talked about it before, because you put your nice flooring over the top of it and then trying to hide it, or you redo the bathtub, or you redo the whole bathroom or cabinets, and then all that's got to come out.
Yeah. You know, there's no easy way. The only thing that might make it easier is if it's a rear bedroom model. It just makes it easier to get in and to do all those repairs.
Yeah.
Because you have to take the inside lower skin out. And, you know, typically it's a rear bathroom model, so all that stuff's got to come out of there. The advantage is that you can repaint all those bathroom components and make them look like $1 million.
All right, Joe, thanks for calling that in. We got an email from James. This is from our Contact Us page on thevap.com. He says, greetings. My 1989 Airstream has the usual clear coat peeling issues. What options do I have to make it presentable? He wants it to be even, right?